Last weekend, the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music sent an ensemble of high school students to a prestigious jazz competition in New York City. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience for the quintet of five Milwaukee-area high school seniors to play at the Charles Mingus Jazz Festival and High School Competition. WUWM's Mayan Silver caught up with them before they left to find out what they hoped to get out of the trip.
Four members of the Batterman Ensemble met up on a Wednesday in a conservatory practice room on the east side. They were doing a run-through of their set for the Mingus High School Jazz Competition.
One, two, three.
The Batterman Five were one of 12 groups competing from around the U.S., and one of only three jazz combos chosen from specialized schools and programs like the Conservatory's Jazz Institute. Hannah Sternberg, a 17-year-old high school senior from Brookfield Central, plays upright bass, the instrument the late Charles Mingus is known for. She talked about what it's taken to get prepared.
Yeah, we have three Mingus songs that we have to learn, and each tune's a different tempo. And we have to try and like showcase that entire style of jazz in each tune that we play.
Here they are practicing one of their tunes, a Mingus composition called So Long, Eric. Festival coordinator Sarah Williams says it's really a rich landscape for these kids to dig into.
Charles Mingus's music is really one of the most varied legacies in music. He touches on sounds of Dixieland, bebop, Latin rhythms, swing, lyrical romantic ballads, West Coast jazz, European classical forms, African folklore.
Williams says Mingus, who died in 1979, left quite a legacy.
He recorded over 100 albums. He wrote over 300 compositions. He left the second largest legacy in American music after Duke Ellington.
The high school competition is Mingus's widow Sue's endeavor to bring this music to younger student musicians. Eric Jacobson has been working with the teens. He's a professional jazz trumpeter and conservatory instructor. He says just going is considered a win.
This top group is, you know, they're considered some of the best in the country right now. And so I'm just really proud of them, but also just, it's such a fun thing to see that growth.
He said great players have come out of the conservatory, and he expects the same for these kids. 17-year-old pianist Isaiah Jones of Milwaukee's High School of the Arts already has a love of jazz.
Like, I'm heavily into it every single day. I listen to it every single day. It's like my favorite thing to play, favorite thing to listen to. I love it.
And now Mingus's music as well.
I really just started getting introduced to Mingus this year when we started playing his tunes. So I've been listening to him a lot lately just to like see how, like where these songs are originated from, how we should be playing them, stuff like that.
And what do you think?
I like it. I like his style. He has a very obscure type of sound, very unique.
Drummer Preston Carr admits that he was a smidge intimidated about heading to New York and competing. But ultimately, he said,
that's also part of what's exciting about it is we don't know how it's going to happen. I think that's jazz. You know, you never know how it's going to go.
They just got back from their trip to New York earlier this week. I checked in and found the combo didn't win first place in their category, but a couple of the musicians were singled out as outstanding soloists and got to play with the Mingus Big Band to a sold-out crowd at the Jazz Standard. Mayan Silver, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.